Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Metallic Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MMG and on the OTCQB under the symbol MMNGF. We are chatting with the CEO and chairman, Greg Johnson. Now, Metallic Minerals is focused on gold and silver at the high-grade Keno Hill project in Yukon, as well as the La Plata mining districts in Colorado. We're going to be focusing on this Keno Hill project in Yukon because of some recent results that came out. February 17th, the headline says Metallic Minerals intersects just over three meters of 1,151 grams per ton silver equivalent within newly identified bulk tonnage intercepts at the central Keno area of this Keno Silver project. Before we get into these drill results, let's talk about the general division that you have in terms of this district size Keno Hill project. I understand that you've divided this district into three areas. We mentioned the central Keno area here within these drill results, but give us a little bit more understanding of how you have divided up this large project.
Thanks, Corey. I mean, Keno, the historic district is 35 kilometers across from east to west. The westernmost producer, you know, is called the Silver King Mine. The easternmost producer is the Cobalt Hill Mine. And in the middle is Keno Hill, the namesake for the district. So it's such a big area. I mean, 35 kilometers is the size of Greater Vancouver, Toronto area, you know, Greater Seattle area. It's a big area. So we've kind of divided the district into the western third, which is where over 200 million ounces in current resources and past production. The middle third's got about 100 million ounces in current resources and past production. And surprisingly, the eastern third, same geologic setting. We're making new discoveries, but up until Metallic Minerals drilling just 2 years ago, there'd never been a drill hole to the east of the Keno Hill mine. So, you know, tremendous potential in that.
Well, Greg, this particular release was more focused on that middle central area and been specific, the Caribou target. I believe there's a couple other targets there, though. So just before we dive into the results, what are some of the other targets that you're encouraged by in the central zone?
So the central zone covers that area in and around, so this middle 15-kilometer wide area that includes the namesake Keno Hill mine and several of Alexco, our neighbors, operating, you know, resources and reserves are in that area as well. For our holdings, we've got four past producers, the Caribou mine, the Silver Basin area, Homestake, and there's a couple of smaller ones in addition to those. And so these are all areas, you know, much of the discovery in this district has been oftentimes coming into the areas that were discovered turn of the last century, where guys had high-grade silver sticking right out of the ground, and they were able to start digging right on it and turn those into mines. And so these targets like Caribou, Homestake, Silver Basin all fit in the central part of the region in that basket. They had very high-grade production from ore that was sticking right out of the ground, very shallow. And so we're taking a modern approach to drilling and sampling and understanding the controls. Those are great areas to make new modern ore deposits, is drilling in and around an area that's already shown it makes high-grade production.
Greg, let's focus on this Caribou target area then, because this is one of the more advanced targets in this project, especially in the central area. And a lot of focus was put on this Caribou target area within this recent news release. You saw some, again, high-grade drill results. You also saw some longer widths as well in those drill results. Give us a little background on this Caribou target and the work that's been done up to this stage.
Yeah, so this target was a relatively shallow deposit that was mined back in the 1920s. They were taking material that was up to 5,000 grams per ton silver, so very, very high-grade material. We've now got in excess of 70 pierce points on the structure. We're drilling areas that are, you know, definitely economic grades over what look like mineable widths. The exciting part about this year's work was we hit multiple high-grade intercepts, so 1,000 gram plus silver equivalent, but within these bulk tonnage areas. So we were seeing zones up to 30 meters wide of continuous mineralization. And you know, that's pretty exciting when you're looking at the potential for both these kind of bonanza high grade type systems, as well as the potential if you put enough of that material together that you could have something that could get very large very quickly in terms of scale if you've got zones that are, you know, getting up to those kind of 20, 30 meter widths. So that's something we hadn't really seen here before at Caribou. We'd always recognize the ultra high grade material, but to see those bulk tonnage widths, especially on these big step outs. We stepped out 400 meters to the south in a number of holes and hit. We stepped out up to 100 meters to the north and down dip, and again, hitting both high grades and wide widths. And so Caribou is an important target for us. It's, as you said, it's one of three target areas that we're moving towards initial resources here on the project. And we're pretty excited about these new results.
Yeah, Greg, it is pretty interesting to see not just the high-grade zingers, but also those wide patches of mineralization. And we had talked a little bit off mic about some of the verbiage in the press release. And without going too granular, it sounds like you've had a new understanding of how these mineralized controls work, where you had these existing northeast trending high-grade narrow veins that everybody was aware of, and that's how the area has been interpreted. But your team's kind of made a new interpretation of these thrust faults with these wider areas. Could you walk us through why that would be important to bulking up and building a big resource here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty exciting. Here we are working in a district that they've been mining for over 100 years, and we're making new discoveries and new observations. You know, it's part of what makes the exploration business fun. And so I think, as you said, these northeast trending, highly productive structures have been well known. You can see from one head frame to the other in terms of historic production. What wasn't really recognized is along those productive structures, why do we see the periodicity that we do, where every kilometer, kilometer and a half on those productive structures, you tend to see a major ore body. And one of the big breakthroughs for us this year was recognizing that we had a second major structure. And in gold and silver deposits, structure is everything. It's the place that the fluids that carry the metals, the precious metals, you know, travel through. And so recognizing a new regional scale set of structures that are perpendicular to those high grade controlling structures was really important, because it gave us a reason for why we're seeing the periodicity, why we're seeing the locations of the deposits, and from an exploration point of view, why we may be able to target those very specifically in the areas that have been less explored in the central and eastern parts of the district.
So then how big do you think this new structure could be, and how wide have you experienced mineralization at the Caribou target so far?
So the widest intercepts are up to 30 meters wide, running, you know, up to about 150 grams per ton silver equivalent. And to put that in context, in some of the bulk tonnage deposits in Mexico and South America, they're mining down to 35 grams silver equivalent. So something that's running well over 100, 150 grams and has that kind of bulk tonnage, you put enough of that stuff together and you start to look at something that could be a very significant deposit. So we've tested the overall Caribou zone over a strike of about 700 meters down to around 100 meters depth. It sits within a soil anomaly that extends for another kilometer and a half to the south, and then a kilometer and a half to the east, and then is open to the north. So we're still in the early days here, but we've got enough pierce points on this major structural system that we're putting together a mineral inventory that, you know, our objective is to advance that to a first resource for metallic minerals at Keno Silver.
Well, Greg, that was kind of my next question, is at what point and how much more drilling and work would need to be done to get it towards that maiden resource estimate? I mean, how much drilling do you have on tap for 2022? Just to remind people of what's on slate for this year.
Yeah, so we're looking, last year was our biggest program to date. We did a little over 6,000 meters of drilling at Keno. So, you know, this year the planning's underway. We're looking to be able to do a program of similar scale. In terms of exact number of drill holes and stuff, we don't have that quite, put together yet. But we want to have, similar to last year, a dual focus. The areas that are advanced stage that are moving towards resources, so continuing to do confirmatory drilling within those to step out and understand, well, how big is the system? And secondly, we've still got these multi-kilometer scale soil anomalies that in some cases haven't had a drill hole in them. So allocating some of our budget as well to testing those areas that have potential for new discoveries. So we're looking at a big program again this year. You know, we're in the planning stages. One of the things we did in 2021 that was exciting was we did the first deep looking induced polarization geophysics. This is something that's used commonly in porphyry systems and intrusive related systems. We weren't sure whether this technique would work here, but those surveys over the Caribou area out of Keno East lit up. They can see with this technology down from surface to 800 meters depth. And we have a series of conductors and chargeable features that are showing up in that are pointing right to these areas of drill-defined mineralization at surface. So it's really suggesting that we've got a system of real scale that may continue to very significant depth, well beyond what we've drill tested to date.
So Greg, with all this data that you have from the drilling that's gone on, one thing that also stands out about this Keno Hill Silver District is Metallic Minerals has consolidated, I believe, the second largest land position, and it's directly adjacent to Alexco's operation. That operation has almost 300 million ounces of high-grade silver in past production and current resources. Are you seeing similarities towards what Alexco has, really just on the border, towards what you guys have been drilling and now building towards a resource?
Yeah, there's no question. So Alexco's made huge progress, our neighbor. You know, we've got a great working relationship with Alexco. They brought the district back into production starting, last year. So they're up and running. And I would argue that their Birmingham deposit that they've been focused on, which they've been having great success growing deeper, is returning. It's one of the highest quality unmined silver deposits in the world. Grades over 1,200 grams per ton on average, just showing tremendous potential for the district as we go deeper. Because historically, most of the deposits at Keno Hill were quite shallow. Surface to 300 or 400 meters depth was as deep as they'd been exploited. And so with Alexco's work showing these systems are open at 600 and 700 meters depth and growing, it's really quite exciting. The style of mineralization that Alexco is mining is the same style as our high-grade mineralization that we see at areas like Caribou and Formo and Homestake and within the Keno East target areas. The bulk tonnage material, this is new. This is really the first time this has been recognized that we have zones that have, you know, up to 100 plus meters in thickness at East Keno. We're seeing up to 30 meters in thickness here at Caribou that are more modest grades, but certainly grades that are economic and operations that are mining at bulk tonnage scales elsewhere in the world in the silver industry.
All right, Greg, we'll let you go at the back of that. And look, these are some encouraging drill results and even more encouraging to hear that the resource is underway, but still a number of drill holes, I believe, to be released. And when we get some more information on the drill programs for this year, we will be following up. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Greg regarding anything going on at Metallic Minerals, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you. And Greg, keep us up to date on future news. We really appreciate the update today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.